runway to Lake Quebec on 6-1.
And Mr. Bill, KZ for you.
4M. How you doing? I'm driving around here and it's kind of wet.
Shining up here, it's bright and it's hot. And we driving around too.
Yeah, with all this rain, I'm actually probably not. I'm near Table Rock State Park right now. 75 degrees here because it's been raining. It's cooled everything off, but it is humid.
Well, it rained here a couple of times today, but it is not at the moment. And we're not as hot as we were. I'm showing 82 on the thermometer right now.
Than we had the other day. Well, what you been up to? Get all your fishing done and all your home projects done?
Projects will probably be done when they plant me in the ground. The fishing, we're in a gap right now, thank goodness, because I couldn't go for pleasure anyway because of my leg injury. So, I'm just taking it day by day, trying to keep up with the honeydew list. But as you know, KN4LBO is very strict, and oh my goodness, she's a slave driver.
Well, I don't hear you complaining a whole lot, so it must not be too bad. Okay, now tell me, what happened to your leg?
Deed goes unpunished. Come home, and my neighbor was trying to put a shaft into a rollback, Ricker-type rollback, and was having a hard time. He lifted the crane up, lifted the drive shaft up with the crane, or not drive shaft, the shaft, up with a crane, and couldn't get it in there. So here Tom goes to help out and climbs up there, and I'm feeding the shaft in for him as he's lowering it with a crane, and stepped on some of the grease in the back, and hello. I believe if they would have x-rayed it, I probably did crack the upper part of the tibia, but I cut it open pretty good, 10 sutures, and then I have no hide between the knee and the ankle.
Well, that'll teach you. Like you say, no good deed goes unpunished. I'm sure it wasn't funny at the time. So what'd you do? Go to the ER?
LBO's up here laughing. I'm not even going to answer that. But anyway, I need to realize that I'm not as young as I used to be. And the will is still there. It's just I'm not physically capable, and I don't recover the way I used to either.
I'm talking about every day I look in the mirror, I realize I'm not as young as I used to be. But then I keep saying, well, that's okay, I'm still kicking, so still enjoy every day. Anyway, it is sunshining now, and I'm in between clouds, but I have sprinkles coming down on the windshield. So these are definitely afternoon thunderstorms that it's highly scattered, but there's a lot of them, I'll tell you that. But I just passed Table Rock. That is a beautiful view from Highway 11.
So were you just out rubbernecking, or do you have the XYL with you? And if that's so, hey! Or were you up seeing Mr. Gary?
I think to answer all those questions, I think the answer is no. I'm out here on Highway 11. I went to see a friend of mine. And on the way back home, and I'll be, according to my mobile calculator here that's got a map on it, says I got 1 hour and 5 minutes before I get home.
Well, you got to remember, when you get up in this hemisphere, you need to let certain ones of us know so that we can make plans for maybe lunch or just to show up and slap you on top of the bald head or something.
What are you talking about? Clear. Just kidding. Yeah, well, now, I'm wondering, how far am I from your house right now?
By guesstimation, I'd say you're probably about 25 minutes from my house. That's just rough approximation from where you said you were and traffic and everything.
Yeah, I'm at this place, this Buckingham Opryland or Opry something. You know where that is?
You could do it in 25. Probably do it in 20 if you wanted to mash on it. I know when you and Lane went up to go to get strawberries, and you were talking about coming up in the area, you were real close to me then.
You're closer to Landrum.
Landrum, but I can't call Landrum. It's long distance. Go figure that one out. I am a good talker from Highway 11 and 14. If you can bring one up and blow that hard, yeah, you could about hit me with a hawker from Highway 11 and 14.
Well, I have kind of a similar situation. I mean, if I call 911, or if anybody calls 911 from my street, my location, they think I'm in Spartanburg.
Well, you know, who says that technology doesn't bite some of us in the rear? But, all right. Well, so are you heading back now, or are you running errands before you head to the house?
So, it's just quite a ways to that location to Simpsonville, you know, as you probably do know. So, but I have really enjoyed the ride. It's just a beautiful ride. Highway 11 this time of year, and all these roads here, Buckingham and whatnot, it's just beautiful out here.
Wonder. Well, okay. Well, I was just going to ask. So, I hope you and all the family are doing well.
Plane's still pretty good. I am. The dogs, the cats, the crabs, the deer appear to be doing pretty good back there. And we still have a couple foxes that come out there and eat cat food where Lane feeds the coons. It was about 3 days ago. The mama coon came up and she's right there on the porch holding her hand out. She wanted to have her treat.
I was in a bad spot. I got your deer, Elaine, is a coon with the crabs. Now, I'm just missing. I couldn't pass that up.
That's about your level there, Tom. I won't comment this other than to say you asked about the family. So I was listing off all the family over.
We can recommend some medication to get rid of those crabs. No, what did you do? You got an aquarium you're keeping crabs in now? What?
Oh, Lane has had pet hermit crabs for years. We have one hermit crab that about 3 weeks ago celebrated 21 years. Over.
Longer than most marriages. Over.
Yeah, I can think of a few. Over.
I'm sorry. LBO's got me tickled right now, and I can't operate properly, especially while trying to operate a motor vehicle going down the road. But she knows you, and she's going, this conversation's not right between these two.
Let's start the conversation, over.
Do it in my lap.
Well... Ham radio isn't like it used to be, over.
Okay. Subject change. Who did you say is operating with you for field day this weekend?
Good looking twin brother.
A punchline, because that was too many oxymorons in one sentence right there.
And you laughed and you didn't do anything with it.
Well, maybe you guys will have fun. I'm hoping I was going to participate, but whatever, all the rule changes, everything else happening, everything else is going on, I need a break, so I may be at the beach. If I'm not, I'll be up at the field day site, irritating the crap out of the people that are actually there working.
Well, I can say you're always entertainment, so I guess they can expect that. Well, you know, this weekend being field day, we're going to do that, and then about 3 or 4 days later, Phil has his hip surgery, and I'll be holding his hand in the hospital there.
I hear that. Well, hopefully he gets some relief, and like always, you know, call me if you need me for anything, bro.
I think we'll be pretty good hands. So I'll be with him. I'm going to pick him up, take him to the hospital, be with him for the day. Then the next day, Marsha's going to go up there, and hopefully he'll be going home. So when I had my hip surgery, I kept all the paraphernalia that they gave you. I guess Medicare paid for it. But I kept all that stuff. So now Phil's borrowing it because he got all that equipment when he had his first hip done, but it all went out the door when he moved a couple times. So he's borrowing my stuff again. I did save it just in case. I'm glad I did. Otherwise, I don't know if Medicare would pay for that twice.
Guys are working the numbers back door. You're talking about a thigh master, correct? KZ for him.
That went to me, but it's a it's Walker canes. I call them pinchers, long extension. You can pinch things. You don't have to bend over, pick things up. It's your porta potty that you that they recommend that you use, so you can get up and down. Oh, I could go on. It's the straps and a little sock device so you can put your socks on without bending over. I mean, just there's a bunch of stuff like that. When I started putting all together, I had forgotten how much of that stuff they gave you.
Because your family. And because you're older, I'm showing a lot of respect, and I'm not going to go anywhere with all of that you just gave me to play with. But I'm keeping it on the back burner. You know, it may come up later. I can the bending over, one Navy vet, one Army vet. I could have had a field day with all of this. Matter of fact, the LBO is still over. I think she may have wet the seat there a little bit. But, you know, if y'all need me for anything, all you got to do is yell at me.
Puffin, you just don't hear me, over.
I've got problems, too. You got to kiss me when my hearing aids are in.
Well, I'll take it easy on you. Which reminds me, Phil went to get a hearing test recently, and they told him he needs to start cupping his hand next behind his ear if he wants to hear better.
Hear for you.
Saying we don't Medicare doesn't pay for any of that. So if you want to hear. You're going to have to come up with your own methods.
Hearing's a privilege. It's not right. With Phil for a little bit. I think with a couple of questions and a copy of his DD-214, I may be able to get Uncle Sam to help with some of that.
Appreciate your suggestions, because that was the fact. And I don't know how severe it is, but it's like most people our age, I think the high end of your hearing starts dropping off. But I always thought he just mumbled, but maybe I have hearing loss too.
Now, the hardest thing for me when I got my hearing aids was hearing my own voice, because I hadn't heard it for years, and it freaked me out. People look at me and go, "Tommy, you don't have to yell." And I'm like, "What?" No, you're whispering. You're speaking too low. I'm going, I can't tell how loud I am to you, because I've never heard me before.
Well, I find that I'm turning the TV up a little more than normal. It's like when Elaine starts pounding on the floor up above. I'm going to watch TV downstairs. I figure maybe there's a reason she's doing that.
She's actually doing what I've tipped her to do. But anyway, we are destinating here in the great state of Gur at our first of many stops. So you be careful getting down the road, bud. And if you need me while you're up in this area, you give me a yell. If you need me when you get home, you give me a yell. But you be careful either way. Glad to hear you on the radio. I'll be clear on your final. This is KZ4M with KN4LBO in tow.
Okay, you two be careful. Getting ready to turn on 25 here off 11. You guys, take care. 73 is in 4IQ.